This is Girls Night Out, live from Duke's Original Roadhouse, and brought to you by Diamonds by Drake, Red Stripe Beer, Harmonix Hair and Skin Clinic, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
7:58 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. I'm Big Dick. This is Girls Night Out, live from Duke's Original Roadhouse at Midway and Beltline. Come on out. Still plenty of time to hang out. We're going to be out here until 10. When I say we, I mean the P1 Wild Ass Circus is about to get up and running. And Gordo's here. Hello, Gordo.
Hello, Big Dick.
I appreciate you not abandoning me for the crosstalk, because really, if there hadn't been a single other personality here, there would have been no crosstalk.
I know. Yeah, it does take two to have crosstalk.
And to make a thing go right.
And I don't know why everyone's avoiding you like the bubonic plague here.
And it's most ironic that you're the only one who's not.
I know, because that usually is my M.O.
Right.
I mean, you are a guy I avoid association with.
I mean, I'm surprised you're not already out in your car typing up some manuscript on one of your old typewriters or something.
Yeah, that is what I usually like to do after girls' nights out. Get in the back of my Trailblazer and pound on a Royal Quiet Deluxe and
finishing the great American novel,
right,
that has yet to be released.
You know, speaking of the great American novel, I don't know why people focus on that so much. Why that's this big elusive prize, the great American novel. How do you know when you have it? How do we know which novel is going to be the great American novel?
I mean, generally, you're dead before it's ever identified.
Right.
Such.
So why is everyone so concerned about the great American novel?
I guess because maybe more than anything else, we use those in literary circles. We use them that's the legacy of whoever wrote it. And you look at a lot of people who wrote great American novels, and they have like this one book, and everything else is really paling in.
So what are the great American novels?
All right, who's a one-hit wonder? J.D. Salinger, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see, who else have you had? Would Tennessee Williams be remembered like... And that was a play, but would he be remembered like for...
Well, he did more than that. I mean, he's got, what, Cat on a Hot Tin Roof? Wasn't that in Tennessee Williams? You had Glass Menagerie, which, of course, famous Streetcar Named Desire.
That's the one it seems like everybody always identifies first.
He's got multiple works.
Yeah, but it seems like you can't even avoid that, even if you've had multiple successful books.
Right.
Or F. Scott Fitzgerald, like with The Great Gatsby. I guess that's...
But he also had... I mean, This Side of Paradise was his first one, and time may have not treated that one as kindly, but that was a huge hit.
Do you think we're tarnishing sports credibility
well,
in the wake
kind of
this
are.
Big
thing?
Look at Cat has a sports frown on his face.
Do you think the average P1 is interested in what our opinion of the great American novels
Listen, not when some other dude has apparently heard that Steve Nash has made a verbal commitment to the Phoenix Suns. No siree.
Yeah, and this is kind of a bummer, because Steve Nash, I don't know much about the NBA, but I knew that Steve Nash was in it.
Yes.
And it was kind of cool hanging out with him.
And he has quiet voice.
He has quiet
tired voice.
And you know what? Steve Nash lives the ultimate dream that every P1 guy, I think, has.
He's the guy who won the lottery and didn't manage to screw it up with a wife along the way.
He's a single guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's intelligent. He's smart. He's very comfortable to be around. He's knowledgeable. He's hip. He's richer than all get out. He has a great job. And he's got... talent.
Yes.
So, you know, I mean, he was like a guy that everybody could identify with.
And you know what? I think just as much of a challenge as, let's say, making it in the NBA or whatever area of fame you're going to pursue, once you get there, it's a rare bird who can manage it and hang on to it and not end up getting caught up in some hooker scandal because you had a wife and five kids right off the bat,
mm-hmm.
and now you're trying to lead double lives.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Nash doesn't have to do that. Now, at 8:10, continuing with strong sports credibility, what we're going to do on the show, in keeping with the theme, it's going to be all girls tonight on the P1 Wax, save me, obviously.
Are you going to be on it, ma'am?
Yes.
All right, there's one girl.
The only reason these ladies are gathering around the table is because they're... In case you guys
I just thought they were waiting for me to take off my headphones.
No, because that generally doesn't happen. It doesn't happen for me either, but... what I thought we could do at 8:10 is actually talk about how, you know, everybody's making this big deal out of the fact that Shaquille O'Neal's wife, Shawnee, has said, hey, I'm interested in Dallas.
Right.
Okay, well, when you're recruiting Steve Nash, if you're the Phoenix Suns, guess what? You can't take the wife to the Galleria and try to backdoor your way into getting
now,
him to play for your
please.
Team.
Please.
Well, and euphemistically, that's what I was saying.
Talking about, so you're saying that Mark Cuban backdoored Shaquille O'Neal's wife. I think that is an awfully big claim to make outside of drive time.
Well, Mark Stein told me is why I'm reporting this. But, no, you know, that hey, if it's Shaquille O'Neal, it's the package deal, and if you can sell his wife on it and show her the Galleria or whatever, that helps. But guess what? Steve Nash comes in solo.
Yeah.
It doesn't help with him.
You have to impress Dirk, his love.
Does he have a love? I don't think he had one either. I thought it was Steve Nash.
Hey, maybe one of the girls, that's what I'm talking about. They're each other's partner.
Oh, right, right.
One of the girls you're going to have on the Wild Ass Circus tonight.
Yes.
Not wearing a bra, buddy.
See.
Not wearing a bra.
Yeah.
Wearing just a tank top that is white. And
well, that'll be kind of tense.
Not wearing a bra, buddy.
Yeah, she's pretending.
And is she a teenager? Are you still a teenager? Yes, she's still a teenager.
We could have her put the headset on, I'm
sure. Yeah, put on the headset.
This is Megan. She's probably best known as the Hardline mascot, if you've seen her out at Hardline.
How old are you?
19.
Still a teenager.
Yeah.
Not wearing a bra, and you can basically see.
Well, now, don't tell him to shut up when clearly...
You decided not to wear one.
That's true. I did.
Right.
But I'm wearing jeans, and everything else is covered up, so...
Do you do bra, like, most days, or is it kind of a toss-up, 50-50?
I think it's probably because I'm so used to college, just throw a shirt on and kind of run to class, kind of forget the... That
well, I didn't see that happening just a whole hell of a lot in the brief time I spent in the university system.
Yeah,
well, you're just two of the things that people have to look forward to. Mm-hmm. What else do you have on the show?
All right, at 8:30, and sometimes I think better of what I rope my friends into once I rope them into it. But, you know, this weekend we're going to Red Rocks in Colorado to see Blues Traveler. This is the 10th year in a row that they play a 4th of July gig at Red Rocks. And they invited me to bring a couple of listeners, so we're taking a couple of listeners out there. But tonight, in anticipation of that visit, a couple of Blues Traveler fans are going to be on the show, and they're going to play Blues Traveler trivia, but the kicker is they're going to do it against the band. So we've got Chan, the guitar player, and I think one of the other guys is going to come on, and there will be some competition for things like signed harmonicas and that sort of thing, and I will force in some Steve Nash verbal commitment references in that segment as well to protect
sports base and protect their credibility.
Right.
Exactly.
So I'd say that's the main thing I want to push. If you want to, you're going to stay and circulate throughout the crowd.
Yeah, I got to get to it.
If you would, if you just pass that word along, ask them if they might have heard what's coming up on the show. Let's try to get them to stick around for as long as they can, or at least listen on the way home. Is there anything you need to plug?
No, nothing I need to plug.
You and I...
ScubaToys.com.
That's good.
I'm high on them.
And you and I actually should quickly mention something that we all of a sudden both have in common, because your rant, your baby, that Saturday morning 10 a.m. to noon cash cow that you have, is going to be entrusted to me and the P1s on July 17th.
Oh, congratulations.
I want to thank you for that opportunity. We're looking forward to...
I had nothing to do with it.
See, I just wanted to see how you would
feign totally
enthusiasm here. Yeah. Oh, well, great. As you're giving Kat the motion to see me over by the door before you leave.
Well, congratulations. You'll do well with that.
Well,
you can take it over if you want to. Yeah,
well, one of these days, I might look into doing that if you tire of it.
Mm-hmm.
But just know that it's going to be a P1 whack. We're not doing rant replication here. It's just going to be a very early morning edition of the normally nocturnal P1 whack.
All right.
Are there any benchmarks I need to make sure I hit?
Please. No. Just hit the brakes. Those are benchmarks we don't even hit.
You don't do like a weekly, you pick games?
No, we do nothing of that. It's 2 hours, turn on the mics, and stream of consciousness.
Great. That's what I like to do anyway.
Well, have a good one tonight.
Appreciate the ladies
assembled.
Do I ever. All right.
Stay hard.
See you, Gordo.
Thank you.
There goes Gordon. You can hear him mornings, Monday through Friday, 5:30 to 10 a.m., along with the Muses, Junior Miller, and George Dunham. All right. When we return, let's get the P1 Wild Ass Circus started with a little Steve Nash verbal commitment talk, but a different twist on it. Shaquille O'Neal, hey, you can sway his wife into coming to your town if you're a big-time NBA franchise owner. But what if you're Steve Nash and he doesn't have a wife for you to unduly influence? That may present a challenge, and we'll talk about it next with a table full of ladies. That is live from Duke's Original Roadhouse at Girls Night Out on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.